we shall attempt to end the month of November with a webcast. This is PJ in the Lucy Coleman studio on this day. I know you've been waiting on me a long time. John, where have you been? What are you doing? What are you... Oh, I'm doing okay. Doesn't that sound wonderful? The drums. Talking drums, taken from an album called Soulful Symphony. We're not going to listen to all of them. Thought that I'd start off with the talking drums to get your attention. Thank you for coming to my website here in the Lucy Coleman studio in Los Angeles, California on this marvelous day. What is it? The 29th. Is it the 28th or the 29th? It's the 29th. The month is almost over and December is upon us. My goodness. We're moving up towards the last month of the year in 2018. What I was doing tonight, I was just checking out some things. I got a notice from the bank. Fraud on the card, so you got to get another card. And it's just sad that we live in a world like that where everybody is touched by thievery and shenanigans, lack of love, transparency, everything else. And I found something to be very, very strange. Thank you, Darren Atwater. I was on the on a YouTube page, and as a matter of fact, I went to my website on YouTube and just checking over. You know, sometimes I want to see what I have to say, and I think that what I said was pertinent. It had to do for almost any age that I live in. This age, very few people would listen to me. If they want to find, I think, a true Christian faith, they can find it. But I found this interesting. It was John MacArthur and a panel of other guys that was... Because if you go to John Cole 1234, my YouTube clips, and then you look at YouTube clips of mine, and it has John MacArthur and other similar preachers attached to it. And there was an interesting clip on John MacArthur coming against Joel Osteen. Then there was an interesting clip, John MacArthur sitting on a panel with other evangelicals talking about strange fire, the charismatic movement, and coming down and laughing at them and things like that. And I thought about what I did on the radio years ago. I didn't do that. No, I was just talking about, like, I looked at my clip and I gave an explanation of me attacking Dr. MacArthur because he can't remember the day that he ever met Christ. And I'm not talking about some white man from Europe either. I'm talking about Christ, the God that speaks to the heart and tells you that certain things are wrong. I'm talking about if you listen to me as a brother or a sister, and there's certain things that you just know in your gut that are wrong, and you believe that this information comes from God. Nobody has to tell you these things. It's just an automatic situation. I haven't been doing webcasts because most of you guys know that. If you know me and you listen to what I've been saying and what I've been doing on this website, you can see. And I'm sorry for the little ads that come up on my front page. I don't know, something must be my server. It doesn't have a guard protector or how I work the website. I don't know, but you get the picture. I'm not trying to sell anything. It attached itself to my page, and yeah, what can I say? All these viruses and germs and everything out there. I, you know, just take the important things down and remember them. I went to an interesting meeting. A bunch of brothers were meeting together, and we were talking about intimacy. What is it? Oh, you should have been there. We had young men and older men, like myself, up in age, and we were able to share with younger men what intimacy is. And I have come to realize that most people that I come in contact with don't have the foggiest idea what human intimacy is and what it's all about. A lot of people are always thinking about sex. It's not sex. I tell people all the time, I don't want to have sex with you, but I want to have a transparent, open, intimate relationship with you. I want to speak with you, communicate with you, look at you in your eyes, hear what you have to say back to me. Intimacy is very important. Ah, especially on a night like this, because it's been raining all day in Los Angeles, and I can't help but to think about the people that lost their homes up in Santa Monica, because now the mudslides and everything like that are subject to happen. There was, and I have that up there, one of the young men that did radio with me years ago found one of my last radio discourses where I was explaining what was happening to the church and what was happening to people like me in ministry. He found this tape and he said he was just going through some old tapes and he listened to it. And he said, John, you were classic on the radio. It was a night, the last night that you did radio, I think, on KKLA. And I hadn't heard that since I did it. I didn't get a copy of it. I didn't want a copy of it. But, you know, now I told him to get it to me so that I can put it up and let you guys listen to it. I think that it would make for some real good listening all those years back. A friend of mine asked me a couple of days ago, he said, John, you ever think about going back on the radio doing that again? No, they wouldn't listen. First of all, I could do it if I had the money, and I wouldn't mind doing it because I go back on and I blow everybody's mind. It would be called An Independent Thinker with Good Reason, and then I'd have as a co-hook for the show biblical authenticity defined through a refined mind, not reformed. Because you see, reformed theology is a theology that comes out of Europe. It comes out of that. It comes out of that Lutheran background, that Calvinistic background, John Zwingli, the forerunners of the formal Christian admonition of faith, or how to live out that faith. Hey, Hardcore, how you doing? Did you hear my little dog prancing in there? He came to see me. He came to see me. You know, you can go outside the doggy door and relieve yourself anytime you want. The water's not going to drown you, Hardcore. He's so prissy. He doesn't want to get out there and get wet unless I go out. He'll be okay. No, I'm doing a webcast. He wants to play. He just came in here to play. He says, you haven't played with me today. Indeed. But, excuse me, have no fear. All is well with me. It is just that, my water is not here. It is just that. If I had a brain, I'd be dangerous. I should go in there and make me a smoothie. Let's, you want to hear some music or do you want to hear me talk? Okay, you haven't heard me talk enough. What's going on in politics? I don't care. The immigrants, that cut me some slack. You know what our government has done. Our government has put certain people in the caravan before the caravan even got through Mexico. If you know anything about government, we have to know who's in that caravan. Trump's not just talking trash. And for those of you people that don't see the violence amongst the Mexicans and the Hondurans, you blind. And they're using women and children as an affront. You don't get in this country like that, and you're not going to abridge those laws and let that happen. That's just not going to happen. Not in the good old U.S. of A. And I'm glad, because if we lived in a country that was loose like that, we wouldn't have any rights. I have property rights here. I keep my property up. I keep it up. I do what a person with a reverse mortgage is supposed to do under the Constitution of the United States of America, unless the laws change. Can't no foreign people come in here and force me to live on my property. What if some migrants came to live in my backyard, eating up all my lemons and my tangerines off my tree, using my water to bathe with and dump their garbage and trash in with mine? I paid taxes for this. I paid for this over the years. Now, let me address their country and the unfortunate things that are going on in their country. That is very unfortunate. But we live in a law of a country of rules and law here, even though they're not just and fair all the time, even towards black people. We got another black boy shot by a cop and killed, and hanky-panky about that. It's ridiculous. It continues to go on. And this young man had a right to carry a weapon with him. Yes. Had a right to carry that weapon with him and still died. He yet died. You see, people, you're not safe from anything. You are not safe from anything these days. Let me see who called me. Someone called me, and I don't know who it is. I'm listening to. All right, I'll call these people back, and I'll see what they want to talk with me about. See, I have to really check myself and check my business very closely, because there's a lot of fraudulent things going on out there these days. And when people send me a message like that to call, when I get a phone call with a different area code that I don't know, I usually don't pick that up. I'm an old dude now. I was telling one lady, I called her about my car, and I said, I can't pay those bills the way I used to. I'm not working anymore. I don't make that kind of a money. And I said, I'm not trying to get away from you, but you better give me another payment plan. First thing she said is, we're going to have to cut your card off. I said, cut it off. Cut it off. Do what you have to do. You know, I'm not going to charge anything against them anyway. But as life changes and things become difficult, I kind of roll with the punches. I'm kind of, you know, I'm thankful to God. Today I was moving from, and wait a minute, let me check on this little animal and see whether he's doing right, because I don't want him to find himself being where he ought not be. Okay, I heard him lapping his water in the kitchen. Good. Because my dog has a tendency to want to jump up on my sofas and stuff like that. And I don't allow that. I don't allow that. That's right. You better not get up on that couch. You better sit down on your pillow and be nice. That's right. I got rugs all over the place. I don't know why he wants to get up on the couch. I hope that you are, if you are listening to some of the old work that's on the website, that you are still, it's like I got literally hundreds of things for you to listen to. You can go to the commentaries page, read the commentaries. You can go to the marriage counseling page and look at that. I got a lot of stuff that you can read that will give you a glimpse or an idea of who or what I think God is and how it works. And let me say this for you youngsters that think that I'm just trapped in the Judeo-Christian realm. No, the idea of God from whence we get it comes from way back beyond Egypt. Way back. I'm talking about writing and drawings and scribblings on the walls by the Arameans way, way long time ago. Some of the first people that ever brought language out. We're talking about where people derived from in blackest Africa, where humanity got its start. And so we have these ideas about God developing. It's good for you to read the historical context. I know a young man and he's very much into it. And he constantly challenges me on what the old transcript says. I told him that I'm trapped in a zone. I was a child of the 40s. Okay? I was born before World War II ended. And so you can understand where my mind has been. I really try to get it under wraps and to explain with the person what Trump means by make America great again. I came up in the era when he came up in America. I can understand. I think that president is making statements like that. When America was making everything, doing everything. Yes, we were the most powerful country in the world in the 50s and 60s during the Cold War. And we were being challenged by the Russians. And now you see what the Russians can do. They can manipulate vote counts and results like that due to computers and things like this. And so we have to really, that's good. I had someone respond to something here, and that sounds good. And I'll just say, well, yes, it does. And I shall keep you well informed. Stay in touch. Period. That beats me. I love talking with my young friends. They keep me so active. And you know, when my phone rings like that, it kind of helps the old man because it keeps me on the map. It keeps me on the map. It keeps me in the thick of things. That's the way I like to say it. It keeps me in the thick of things. And that's an important way for a person to feel. You have to feel that way, connected to your neighborhood, connected to your friends, connected to a nice rain that rains in Los Angeles and takes all of the gook out of the air and washes all the gook down the drains. And it's not a big heavy rain like, you know, you get back east where whole villages are flooded. It's not a tsunami rain. Just enough of Southern California to wash all the stuff away. And I love the way my plants and everything looks immediately after it rains. I see the full rich nature that comes from God. And after that, I think that after I put this webcast up today, I'll probably look at something about nature on Netflix. They have a lot of nature things there. Be careful what you watch on Netflix. They got a lot of movies on there. And if you don't check the adult section, and these kids go in there, they got movies on there now that I did not know that you could see on Netflix like that. And there needs to be some parental guidelines on this stuff, because I mean, I know everything is open and up and running for investigation, whether it's accepted, and I don't have a problem with it, but I have a problem with young people becoming introduced to certain lustful lifestyles that I'd not be introduced to young people. And I think our young people are introduced to sex far too early. I've been saying that over 20 years ago. I said it back in the 90s when I preached at the pulpit. I said, are you listening to these albums that your children are listening to? And at that time, they had the little cassette recorders and they had it pumped into their head. All these kids were listening to, and then when the MP3 players came out, they didn't need a cassette. They had hours and hours of MP3. And then they were listening to the guys that used to do this. And then they got it on videos. And now on your phone, you can go to any XXX website video and see anything. You just type it in, anything, and it's going to pop up on their phones. And so there's no way that they're going to get away from seeing all these things and being influenced by these things. And it's no wonder that our young people are, they are definitely not virgins. They are not virgins. I don't know whether you're going to be able to find a virgin in the world beyond the eighth grade. I don't think you're going to find a virgin anywhere. And that's the kind of a world we're living in now. And you're really, you're square if you haven't been out there doing that. And that's why the discussion of intimacy was held a few days ago, and I entered into that discussion. What is intimacy? Intimacy is when you are around an individual and you're picking up good vibes from that individual, vibes that approach you in a very healthy way. Very healthy way. See, a lot of black men are not very communicative. They don't interest themselves in communicating the way that I'm doing. I'm communicating overtly. I'm an avid communicator. I want you to talk about your life. One of my young friends came down here. He's not young. He's, what is he, 28, 29? And he came down yesterday and he said, "What's wrong?" I said, "Oh, man, I'm going through a fit of depression. You just wouldn't believe what I'm going through." And he said, "Why? What is it? Don't you do what you want to do?" I said, "Yes." I said, "But I don't get enough of what I want to do." I said, "I want more in life." And I told him, the older I get, fate is pulling me away from enjoying life. I'm feeling more pain these days. It's taking me a longer time to get started. Okay, takes a little bit more energy to keep me going and all of that. And so that brings about some depression. And a lot of brothers, you know, they don't know how to talk about it. They just grab a bottle or some weed or something, and they try to escape like that. Well, there it is. Let's call this part one. Let me put this up because I haven't been up, and I know I can talk for another hour. So I'm going to put this up right now, and I'll be back soon with more talk. Thank you for coming to my website. Scroll down. Try to listen to some stuff. Hey, you know what I used to do? I used to, hey, go to this year. Go to November, this date of this year. And then go and see what I said last year, the same day. And then the next day, go 2 years, then go 3 years, go 4 years, go 5 years. Let's see if John Coleman has changed or if I'm holding to it. Let's see what the seasons, the different seasons and the reasons have brought. I remember Kenny, my friend from Louisiana, who's living down there now. I love you, Ken. Go to Thanksgiving 1996, 97, 98, 99. And I'm talking about what Thanksgiving means to me. I'm not going to do a fresh one. I don't have to do it. I've already done the work. Go there and see if we're in agreement somewhere. Go there and see what I'm going to say about Christmas, what I'm going to say about Kwanzaa. It's all there. It's all on this website, all leading up to it, about Easter, everything. I give you, and listen, I have, when I painted my bookshelves, I put up the whole entire Old and New Testament on one side of the room in my living room, so that when people come, all my theology books is on one side, and all my African-American culture books are on the other side. Those are the two guiding principles that guided me: theology and a love for my people and the culture that I am so grateful that God has me being a part of. I love other cultures also, but I love mine the most. You know what I hate about my culture the most? The diet. Because it's the diet that kills most of us. Oh, but that's another subject altogether. Come back whenever you get a chance. God bless you.